Pope Benedict led about 800,000 in prayer on Friday at an exuberant mass in Sao Paulo, where he canonized Brazil's first native-born saint. The Pope used the occasion to denounce what he called an age of hedonism and to condemn popular culture for promoting sexual immorality and violence, which he said was attacking the dignity of human beings. NPR's Julie McCarthy is covering the Pope's visit to Brazil and has this report.
Santa Maria, Mãe de Deus.
The gleaming white robes of the cardinals billowed in the cool breeze. The pungent scent of incense rose from the sun-bathed altar. This was Benedict's 10th canonization mass since becoming pope, but it was the first ever homegrown saint for Brazil, and the novelty drew huge crowds to the airfield that was the site of the mass, in this the world's largest Catholic country. There was great anticipation, too, over German Pope Benedict delivering the mass in Portuguese. The service combined solemnity with folksiness that at times had the ring of a political rally. Perhaps a sign that in style the church is loosening up, but in substance, Pope Benedict made plain here this week that the orthodox dogma of the church that he has helped shape the past two decades is unchanging. In upholding the dogma, he extolled Fray Galvão, the 18th century Franciscan, now Saint Galvão, as a zealous, wise, and prudent dispenser of charity and counselor to the sick and poor, a fine example to follow, the Pope said. The world needs transparent lives, clear souls, pure minds that refuse to be perceived as mere objects of pleasure, he said, and continued. It is necessary to oppose those elements of the media that ridicule the sanctity of marriage and virginity before marriage. But the Pope picked a rough crowd to make the case against permissiveness. Scantily clad is the norm here, as is premarital sex. Many people are divorced on their second marriage. The public approves of the government distributing millions of condoms to combat AIDS. And the Pope's denunciation of abortion and contraception, along with a call for chastity, met with ridicule among some of the very youth who filled a soccer stadium to honor him Thursday. This retired math teacher and mother was enthralled to be at the mass said by the Pope for Brazil's new saint. But Alarish Farias said she would not be heeding the pontiff's call on matters of sexuality.
I have adolescent children in my own life, so the conflict is within my own home, because although I want to follow what the Pope says, I don't want my children getting AIDS. I don't want them to have an early pregnancy. So although I agree with everything the Pope says, in my own personal life, we make exceptions and there is a conflict.
A conflict that looks set to widen as the head of the Roman Catholic Church prepares to push back against what he calls relativism in order to uphold fundamental doctrines of the Church. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Sao Paulo.